Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Continuing now our study of Christ's high priestly prayer, we are in John chapter 17 and have come to the third petition of Christ for his disciples found in verse 17, which says, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." And in this short petition, we find that there is, first of all, a request, and secondly, there's a process by which this request is going to be fulfilled. The request or petition is, sanctify them. Christ prays to the Father that his disciples will be sanctified. That's what he asks for. That's his petition. Sanctify my people. Sanctify my disciples. Sanctify those who are followers of me. But he also mentions the process by which this petition is going to be fulfilled. For he goes on to say, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we know both what Christ's request is, and we also know how that request is going to be answered in the lives of believers. And that's what we are studying, and we'll return to it in just a moment. But first, let me pause and welcome you, our radio listeners, to this Tuesday, August 5 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And secondly, let me encourage you to write for our Cassette of the Month number 8, a Beacon Pulpit Bible study from Romans 9, 19 through 21, entitled, Does Election Make Man a Robot? Does election make man a robot? A question that often arises in the minds of people when they first are made aware of the Bible doctrine of election. Does election make man a robot? We'll be happy to send you the study that answers this question if you will write to me and give me the call letters of this station and your return mailing address and mention Cassette of the Month number 8. You can write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, or email me at beacon@netpath.net. And if you give us the required information, we will send you a copy by return mail. All right, back to our text in John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. The petition is that God's people shall be sanctified. And as we saw on previous broadcasts, that means to be made holy. That means to be set apart unto God. That means to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That means to be set apart for God and for his purposes in our lives. The person who is sanctified is one whose life will bring honor and glory to God. It's one who is set apart to do only what God wants him to do. And that's sanctification. That's holiness. Now, who is it that Christ is praying this for? And as we've already pointed out, it is for his disciples. It is for the ones that Christ has been praying for all throughout this high priestly prayer. Those who were given to the Father by the Son, to whom the Son has given eternal life, as he says in verse 2, and so forth, right throughout the prayer. He very clearly identifies who it is that he's praying for. In short, he is praying for believers. He is praying for Christians, not in the broad general sense of that term, but for those who are truly born again. This setting apart, this sanctifying, is for believers. Those who have, if you've been paying attention to this high priestly prayer, those who have already been set apart. Remember verse 2? We go back to the beginning of the prayer. As thou hast given him, that is the Son, power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Or verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. So there's a sense in which these ones for whom Christ is praying have already been set apart unto God. But they are even now being gradually and increasingly set apart, that is, becoming more holy. They have been sanctified, that is, set apart. They are now being sanctified, that is, increasingly set apart. And what we are seeing here, as we study the exact language of this prayer, is that sanctification has both an immediate and a progressive sense. There is a sense in which all believers have been sanctified. They have been set apart unto God. They have been freed from their slavery to sin. That is past for anyone who is already a child of God. That comes simultaneously with justification. When we are justified before the judgment bar of God, we are sanctified because we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And so there's a sense in which sanctification is already accomplished. And yet it's very clear from studying the scriptures that there's another sense in which sanctification is an ongoing work which must be accomplished in order to be perfectly and completely accomplished. Christ prays for those who have already been given to the Son by the Father. He prays for them that they shall be sanctified, that is, set apart. They who have been set apart must now be set apart. We'll see more about that as we get into the process of sanctification, namely through the Word of God. But thirdly, we need to examine the question, for what purpose are believers to be sanctified, that is, set apart unto God? And the purpose, in short, is for God's pleasure. But there are other aspects to it. For example, we read in verse 18, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." There's a mission to perform here. And that verse 18, follows immediately upon our text in verse 17. So let me read them again together. Christ prays, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." In other words, believers are sanctified, that is, set apart unto God, for the purpose of representing him in this world. "As thou hast sent me into the world," Christ prays to the Heavenly Father, Christ who was sent into this world on a mission to represent the Father, to accomplish the Father's purposes, to do the Father's will, Christ says, "Now those that have been given to me in salvation, I pray that they too shall be sanctified, they shall be set apart, they shall be sent into the world on the Father's mission to represent God and to accomplish his purposes and to glorify and honor him in this world." So the purpose for sanctification is so that believers might be able to serve God effectively in this world. Sanctification, in other words, is for a purpose. It is for a mission. It is to represent God among men. It is to take the gospel of Jesus Christ into the world. It is to honor the Father and the Son by declaring the greatness of their grace, the greatness of their person, maybe to begin with, and then the greatness of their grace. By proclaiming the gospel, by being an instrument of God in the converting of sinners, by modeling before the world what it means to be a child of God, by demonstrating our commitment to God and to His Word, to His truth. In one way and another, believers are sanctified. Believers are set apart unto God for a purpose, for a mission. Believers are sent into this world as God's special people, set apart unto God for His mission, for His purposes. That's what it means to be sanctified. And Christ is praying here that His people shall be sanctified. sanctify them through thy truth. And I pause to ask the question, dear Christian friend, are you being sanctified in this way? Are you conscious of being sanctified in this way? Do you have any sense of purpose, of mission in this world? And I'm confident that if you are a true child of God, you do. Because Christ's prayer is being answered. Christ doesn't pray prayers that don't get answered. Christ's prayer is being answered in every true child of God. I'm confident that by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you are a true child of God, you do have a sense of mission. And yet I'm also confident that that sense of mission needs to be heightened. It needs to be deepened. It needs to be energized. It needs to be made more prominent in our thinking. We walk through this world and we get distracted. Our mind gets carried away to many, many things. We get busy with the affairs of life, with just the difficulties of making a living and providing for our family and taking care of earthly things. And sometimes we get very much distracted from the mission for which we have been sent into this world, the reason for which we were saved, and the purposes which God is working out in our lives, and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit going on within us. And we need to be reminded again and again, I'm not here in this world to please myself. I'm not a Christian. God hasn't saved me by His grace in order for me just to enjoy the good things of life, to have a heart that's filled with peace and joy, and to be grateful that God has saved me from eternal destruction, that I'm on the way to heaven, and therefore to just sail through life with no thought except how to please myself. Oh, no, 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 no. God has saved a people to represent Him in this world. He saved a people to be His ambassadors. He saved a people to be His servants. He saved a people to be His family upon earth. He saved a people to send us out into the world and to be, as it were, little copies of His own Son. Imperfect as we are, bad copies as we are in many respects. It's like a reproduction of an original painting that is a pretty amateurish reproduction in many ways, flawed in many ways. But of course, remember, God's not finished with us yet. When He gets done, the representation is going to be perfect. We're going to be a perfect copy of Christ in His perfect humanity. We're not going to be a copy of Christ in His deity. We cannot be. We shall never be. We can never be that. But you see, Christ became man and modeled what a perfect man is like and how men ought to live upon the earth in dependence upon God. He, in many respects, became what Adam was before the fall and what we are becoming by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And though we're not there yet, we are here on a mission, namely to represent to the world what Christ is like, to be copies of Christ. Not perfect, I wish I could be, wish we were, but nevertheless we need to be working at it with this sense of mission all the while. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.